Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we talk women in hip-hop.
But first, we've got some new music to review.
What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Somebody save me. What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Not myself. Thought I was alone in the world until my memories gathered around me in the night. Thought I was strong until I finally had to fight.
That is a little bit of What Have I Done to Help, the opening track on the sixth full-length studio album by Jason Isbell, Reunions. Greg, I think many of our listeners, and certainly the two of us, first became aware of Jason Isbell as a member of the Southern rock outfit Drive-By Truckers. He was with that group for 6 years before splitting to pursue a solo career in 2007. Started out kind of under the radar and increasingly broke through in a big way with an unconventional country sound that continued to grow an audience. 2017, the Nashville sound probably reached more people than he has at any point, even though it was not traditionally a Nashville sound. We had him on the show giving a live performance and an interview in episode number 647. And now there's a lot of anticipation for Isbell's new recording. What is he going to give people with the spotlight firmly on him? Once again, he is recording with his band, the 400 Unit, which, among others, includes his wife, Amanda Shires, who we also are big fans of. Let's play a track from Reunions, the new Jason Isbell album. We'll come back and give our reviews. This is the song Be Afraid on Sound Opinions.
The stage belongs to you, and you feel like a star. And you can bark and snap like a dog at the man who just tuned your guitar. And I don't think you even recognize a kid in the wings. And I don't think you even see her in yourself. She looks to you for what to do with all her delicate dreams. But you're too terrified to be of any help.
That is Be Afraid from the new Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit album Reunions. Jim, you did mention the 400 Unit giving them co-billing with Isbell. I think that's quite intentional on Mr. Isbell's part. He has been co-billing his records with the band. You know, I think he's lining up to be part of that pantheon, the Springsteen and the E Street Band, the Tom Petty's and the Heartbreakers kind of lineage, you know, not just a singer-songwriter, but a broader way of defining his sound. You know, he's still working from that country folk palette. I think a lot of people still view him as sort of like a country singer-songwriter, but the band really does widen the spectrum. He's playing with the broadest palette yet on any of his records. He's got all the way from that acoustic song, Dreamsicle.
Dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair.
To, you know, something like the arena rock or like a Be Afraid that we just played. It's a pretty wide range of instrumentation and also approaches to the arrangements. You know, once again, a personal album. This guy lives in Nashville, but he is not part of that Nashville assembly line for country music. He is writing these songs from an adult perspective about where he is in his life. Now a family man. He's not pretending to be some cowboy out on the farm, you know, with the cowboy hat, you know, drinking beers with the frat boys at the honky-tonk on Friday nights. Yeah. He's talking about what his life is like now. And when he's reflecting on where he was and where he's going, he talks a lot about this album being populated with ghosts, ghosts from his past, ghosts of what he was. You hear it very, you know, straightforward in that song, It Gets Easier, about his days as a drunk, you know, flat out, admitting that he had a real alcohol problem. That song talks about the struggles that he continues to have with remaining sober, you know, the idea of this ghost, you can't get rid of it.
It gets easier, he sings, but it never gets easy.
Exactly. And then I like how he finishes the record. I think these songs are very interconnected, the 10 songs on this record, looking at the future, looking ahead to the day that his daughter will get married. And, you know, talking about the struggle that he'll have with that issue. So to me, one of his most personal albums, and yet also one of his boldest in terms of the range of sounds here. What do you think, Jim? I think Isbell is looking ahead to the days when he's playing arenas and not just theaters.
I don't know if he'd be happy with that, Greg.
I don't know if he'd be happy with it either, but the sound seems like it's ready to fill that space. You know what I mean?
The sound, yeah. You know, you mentioned Springsteen and Petty, but I think the obvious comparison is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. As an MVP on this record, Sadler Vadden, who plays guitars along with Isbell, you know, there are some real Crazy Horse, rip-roaring guitar workups in some of these songs that are just killer. Running With Our Eyes Closed is another great one. Be Afraid has a lot of that fire. Do it anyway. But here is that other side. Remember, Russ Never Sleeps, the live album, my favorite of the Crazy Horse and Neil Young records, is half acoustic. And, you know, he does kind of fake us out by starting quietly this record.
And will you read me what you wrote? The one I said you stole from Dylan, over-encouraged only children.
You know, it's an introspective record. I think it's a record that overflows with empathy. But at the same time, he has gotten a lot of guff for being outspoken in his empathy and his embrace of diversity and in, you know, I don't want to use the word liberal, okay? But he's a man who cares about a lot of people, and it doesn't have a color boundary and it doesn't have a class boundary. And he's been expressing that, and he's been getting a fair amount of kickback from the traditional Nashville establishment. I mean, hey, this record was recorded in RCA Studio A, which is as classic Nashville as Nashville gets, right? But his message is one about understanding, patience, and empathy, and also being fearless about speaking out, even if it runs against the grain. He sings, tell the truth enough. You'll find it rhymes with everything.
Tell the truth enough. You'll find it rhymes with everything.
If the words add up to nothing, then you're making a choice to sing a cover when you need a battle cry. We all need a battle cry, and Reunions is a great battle cry for this year.
Are you a lucid dream? That's what it seems. I'm not really sure if it's real, but I just got to say I found my way. The forest got some magical feel, yeah.
That's a track called Color My Life from the new Chicano Batman record, Invisible People. Chicano Batman, a band we have talked about on the show previously, a quartet from East Los Angeles, three of Mexican heritage, a fourth of Colombian heritage. have been around for more than a decade. This is their fourth studio album. They've released some EPs and singles in between there, have become an attraction on the festival circuit. They have played Coachella. They played Bumbershoot. They toured with Jack White a few years ago. So they have filled the bill on a number of big festivals as well as theaters. They are working with a high-level production team here. Leon Michaels, who's known for his work with Sharon Jones, people of that ilk, is the producer. But I thought a key addition for them on this record is Sean Everett as a mixer. A guy who's worked with Alabama Shakes, War on Drugs, Casey Musgraves, Julian Casablancas, quite a resume, and bringing a level of detail to the production that I think is kind of a new area for this band. Let's play a track from Invisible People before we review it. Polymetronomic Harmony from Chicano Batman on Sound Opinions.
Everything is fading fast like a polymetronomic harmony. I hope this pain doesn't last like a polymetronomic harmony. Everything's so beautiful like a polymetronomic harmony. I hope one day my stomach's full. The polymetronomic harmony. The sky is so blue, and I'm stuck in this cave. I need to get away. I can no longer be your slave. Everything is fading.
Polymetronomic Harmony from Chicano Batman. The album is called Invisible People. Greg, you turned me on to this group originally, and I am a big fan of the previous record's mix of Tropicalia, classic 60s sunshine, West Coast psychedelia, soul, Mexican roots musics. All of that is here on Invisible People, and I think they have taken a turn also toward more electronic pop sound, a mainstream electronic pop sound.
Yeah.
You know, but the more I listened to it, the more I realized that it was both of a piece with what I loved about the group before and breaking new ground and being rather fearless in doing so. I think it's bringing in an element of air, you know, the French electronic group, and also Clive Tanaka, way underground artist we've loved, cassette-only artist, in that it's got that kind of bubbly, sunshiny pop. You know, this is like drinking a carbonated fizzy drink out in the sun under an umbrella, I say on the like 60th day in a row of rain and gray and cold in Chicago. And man, I just need a little bit of that fizzy, effervescent sunshine that Chicano Batman is delivering in spades. I mean, this is a very addictive and uplifting album, no matter how low you may be feeling.
It, very true, Jim. I think that this record is the record that Tame Impala wanted to make a few months ago, but couldn't quite get there. Seriously, I was thinking, this is a cool,
good one,
a cool record. Whereas the Tame Impala record felt very fussed over and almost overproduced, and you know, so full of ideas that it didn't really have any songs. This record fulfills the potential that that record had with its sort of combination, as you said, of straight ahead pop with the keyboards, but also that psychedelic, acidy, experimental vibe. When you think about a song like The Way on this record, which just blew me away. It's one of those, like an Eastern feel, and then the bells come in at the end and kind of the trippy lyrics. I thought, what a bold experimental track in the middle of what is essentially a pop record. You know, they are once again combining sort of these melting pot sounds. They're pulling music from all over the planet, blending genres fearlessly, and combining the melting pot sounds with melting pot themes. You know, they are big on the whole notion of being an outsider in the country you live in, the title track, Invisible People, we're tired of living in the dark. It's like it's time for us to come out in the open and acknowledge that we're all different, and that's cool.
Invisible people, the truth is we're all the same.
The music is expressing that. The lyrics are expressing that. I think this is a beautiful record and the high point of their career so far.
All right, two enthusiastic all thumbs up for Chicano Batman. Now we want to hear from you. What do you think of the new music from Jason Isbell or Chicano Batman? Call 888-859-1800 and leave us a message with your thoughts and why. Or join the conversation on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, our discussion with author Kathy Iandoli about women in hip-hop. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.